As he would.
Okay.
All right.
See the family who lives there.
I'd like to call this Grants meeting of December 4th in order. And do a roll call. Judy?
Present.
Jesse?
Yes.
Ann?
Present.
Bruce?
Here.
Ellen? Ella? Chrissy?
Here.
Erica?
Yes.
If everybody's had a chance to read over the minutes from November 6th meeting.
I'd like to make a correction.
Yes, ma'am.
The next meeting date should say December the 11th, not January 8th.
Okay.
Oh.
It's on the camera, yeah, I see.
Yeah, right there.
Oh, she was here.
So I make a motion to accept the minutes as corrected.
Second? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. I get a motion to approve the minutes from the special grants meeting from November 28th.
There's just a couple points, when I went through here, and I don't know, I mean, I think I know what the intention was on some of the comments, but it said Ms. Gorman asked for the benefit for this, and it's who would benefit from this, right? So, I mean, I think we're okay, but.
That was a tedious translation.
Oh, I bet, I know, but.
Who would benefit?
Can I get a motion?
I thought.
Amended?
Did you make the motion?
Do you want that corrected?
With the correction?
That was the special meeting, the other ones were the regular.
No, the special meeting, the regular meeting we just approved, right?
We just approved, right?
Yeah, this is the special meeting.
It's just if, I mean, I don't know that anybody's gonna read through this and find it, but if they did, it's not gonna make sense to them, so.
So, Ms. Gorman asked who would benefit from this?
From this, yeah, right?
Yes.
A motion to approve the amended.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any public comment? Seeing none. Moving over to bills and purchases. Has everybody had a chance to look at the bills and purchases?
I have not.
I have a question pertaining to the, what are the charge cards? What is that card? It just gives us the name of the company and the amount.
On which page?
Page four.
Four.
That's for the wireless headset, isn't it?
Well, one is, but what about the other two?
Do you remember what those are, Nadine?
Can I see?
Those are vendors that they price check.
Yeah, those are. You're talking about vendor one, vendor two, vendor three?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, those are price check.
They bid probably.
Three bids.
They send out for bids.
Oh, okay, so, yeah.
There's three prices, the purchase with the wireless.
Because down below, you see where they purchased, $207.99.
Right, I saw that, but I didn't know.
That's who they settled on.
Okay. Got it.
So did you have a motion?
No, I asked for motion, but.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All right.
We haven't signed them yet.
Pardon?
We gotta sign them.
Yeah, I have.
The original.
The original, yeah. Judy?
Yes.
Jesse?
Yes.
Ann?
Yes.
Bruce?
Aye.
Ellen? Liz? Chrissy?
Yes.
Erica?
Yes.
Next public meeting, consolidated annual performance report. Report to the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development regarding the CDBG home expenditures in fiscal year 2016.
It's Lisa.
Yeah, it is you, Lisa.
You guys all have the sideways.
I know.
Have extras. Ellen, did you have yours?
No.
Okay.
I didn't put those in.
I didn't put them in.
Oh, okay.
I don't, those weren't in the folder.
They weren't? Okay, well, sorry about that. Okay, I also have the whole one for right now in its draft form.
it'll end up being much, much, much bigger than this.
Right.
Because when our IDIS reports, that's our HUD system, get done, they'll be put in this. But it's going to be in its entirety on our website, probably starting the 29th or the 30th of this month. So I can pass that around if you guys want to look at it a little bit. I do have to say, HUD has a glitch in their system that they just fixed before I came over, so that's going to have a little bit more information, thankfully, because it's pre-populated tables that we couldn't get to. So the basic concept of this is the third major document in our year that, well, third major document that we have to do to get our allocation from HUD. Our first one's our five-year plan, which is our five-year con plan, and then that says our goals, and then our one-year plan is our action plan, and that's the actual projects that are linked back to the goals, and that went in August, and this is telling you what we did with our home and CDBG dollars, our CAPR report, our annual report. And this is for fiscal year 2016, which started October 1st of 16 and ended September 30th of this year. And this is both for the CDBG Community Development Block Grant in home programs, and it includes also Alton and Granite City's allocation in here with us. So if you go to the chart, which actually starts on the third page, this is a rundown of how many people we served per our goal. So like the first one is improving public facilities. That would be all of the sewer and fire trucks and whatnot we've done. And if you look at the first number, it's our five-year projection of how many people were served, how many we've served over the last 2 years, because this is the second year of that plan. And then the actual for the year, we thought we would serve 39,000. We actually served 43,000. So that is, it's a breakdown of everything we've done for the year and who we've served. So one of the things that HUD says we have to do is give you a draft or a breakdown of what our plan is, which is the draft. But then to simplify it a little bit more, we give you the breakdown here with the fact sheet. And they also want us to ask you how you think we did with the spending of our dollars. Sorry. So if you guys wanted to take a couple minutes and look at what we've done, you would like to have some feedback, if you have some. Yeah.
What was that group? You know, like Pastor Larry was on, that never used to meet together?
That is the Community Services Block Grant, that's CSBG, so that's for the more public services side. It's okay. Not through this,
right?
It's a different block of money.
But we used to meet, you know, with them quarterly. How's that work? Is that better, do you think, that they do it separately now?
I don't know. I don't do anything with that. Just
well, basically, we had to split up because of the feds, right? They said that those folks were supposed to be meeting separately. And
I didn't think we had to. That it was mandatory.
Yeah.
I didn't know that was.
Yeah.
I thought that was.
It's really a moot point whether it's working out better or not. We had to follow the law.
Because they were advisory.
Yeah.
So, based on an initial assessment, it looks like for a good portion of the goals, you exceeded your objectives.
We are, and there are a couple of them where we aren't, and one of them is specifically the acquisitions portion. And it wasn't a very high number anyway, but...
Which one are you looking at?
There.
Oh, 1.15?
Yes, the city of Alton decided not to do that anymore because they were doing exclusively. They were wanting to purchase homes on the tax roll or for tax dollars for back taxes, and we just can't get an environmental together, and because it takes about 30 days. By the time the tax roll comes out, they identify the properties they want to buy. We can't get the environmental done in federal regulation state. We have to be able to do the environmental before we can take any action or spend money. So
the actual city was going to do it, or were they going to do it through CHOTA?
They're going to do it with CDBG dollars.
Wow.
Sometimes that ended up in a demolition afterwards, which is the easiest way to get to that demolition.
Yeah. That's the easiest way to get to the demo, okay.
But if we couldn't get the environmental, and it, for a while they were identifying them, pre-identifying the tax roll, and they would hold them to the side, and I guess that's gone by the wayside, so they've just stopped doing that, and they've stopped funding it. So in our next action plan, we'll go ahead and zero that out. So that's where we would make that correction at.
So again, I wanted to focus on the objective, where you met your goals and exceeded them, I think is great for the majority of them.
Yeah.
But the other side of me is always like, oh, there's a couple anomalies. And that's where one of them, and that's not one of them I brought up, I marked, but what are some of these, like the code enforcement? Was it just an overestimation, or did somebody choose not to do that?
Yes and no. The city of Granite specifically went down significantly in the budget amounts that they funded.
Okay.
So that's reflecting their decrease in budget. So for that specific one, are there any other ones?
The rental development.
The rental development, is that for home?
Affordable housing.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The rental development projects, we had about 4 or 5 applications that turned in over the summer. And none of them received low-income housing tax credits from the state of Illinois, which virtually destroyed all 5 projects.
Okay.
So we have the money there for projects like that, but it can be used, 2 years at a time. So it's just going to continue to grow in that pot.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But for that one, they didn't have any this year, but they're at 72% for the 5 years. So we're on track for the 5-year goal, but just not for the 1-year goal.
Got it. And then the other one was the 2-8, the homeless service program.
Yeah, what happened there?
You know, that one, I think a lot of that is just a guess on how many we might serve.
Okay.
And again, we might look, and I think I see a glitch there too. It didn't.
Yeah,
it's not calculated
right.
Across, so something's mm-hmm. off.
Right. That's, I mean, I can figure out the anomalies, I just can't figure
but,
out why, so.
I think we might need a look at that okay. and just maybe reassess it for our action plan and see if that's just a realistic number. And, you know, HUD builds that in for us. They, about the 3-year mark, the halfway mark, they want us to do that anyway and just tell them why we have to adjust our goals, and we'll be doing that in our next action plan, so.
Okay.
A good time because there's some of them that we have over 1,000%.
Why not?
Our rehab program, we have revamped our rehab program, and it's just gotten up and underway. So we've had some really good numbers. So we'll have to raise those numbers, and some other ones we'll have to lower.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. Any other questions? All right. Well, if you guys are shy and have any other questions or have any other comments, my name and email are at the end, and I would entertain and love to see some other comments coming our way. So, because it'll all be submitted to HUD in our paper. And again, we don't have the final one, but we'll have it available online and ready for you all to look at whenever you want after the 30th, for sure.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Next, approval of the CDBG fiscal year 2018 CDBG application.
So, you guys went through the whole application process.
Right.
It was pretty much complete. We just had one last question for you. And we had, Lisa created 2 applications, one for approval today. One, the specific number we were wanting to know about was, remember the chart where we went, 6320 or 5320?
Yeah.
We went back and listened to 10 to 15 minutes of that topic because it didn't take that long. And neither of us could figure out whether it was going to be 6 or if it was going to be 5. So I think that was the one number we wanted to...
For the past 5 years funding.
Yeah.
Right.
Do we want to have the 0 be a 6? Or do we want it to... Or did we want to... Because it seemed like it was split and we went back and forth a lot on that.
I thought we came up
with
6. Well, and then I think I suggested 5, and then we were none of us. But I guess my question is, if they didn't get funding, if they didn't get funding and they applied for it is one thing, but if they didn't get funding because they didn't apply for it, to me, is a totally different thing.
Yeah. Well, and we had, and I get where you're coming from, but we had talked about it as well, as sometimes we don't have people that just didn't want to apply.
Yeah.
We had a new mayor elected.
Or it's not always out of negligence, it's just...
Or if we get the new census, we might have a place like right. Williamson mm-hmm. or Troy that wasn't eligible, but now they are, and all of a sudden they yes. have the yeah. capacity to get yeah. funds, and mm-hmm. now we're seeing them apply.
Yeah. No, and my only rationale yeah. for bringing it up is because there was a couple cities that were negligent, and then were complaining because mm-hmm. they didn't get it.
Right.
And that's so, I get it, you know, I'm okay either way, but it goes both directions.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you go get it?
Well, I thought it was in the packet, but I guess it is not.
We don't no. have
for us to sign?
It was, because it was in the, I put it in the folder in our, sorry.
Did anybody else get it in their packet?
No.
I think it would actually get signed. I
no,
think you guys would
just
get yeah.
the make the most
approval which,
oh,
which one to
no,
use.
I'm sorry, I thought it was in your packet.
Oh, we did have, I don't have it with me, but we did have.
I can go ahead and
the one we
talked about. You mean from the meeting?
From the
yeah.
meeting,
yeah.
but not the current one.
Not
oh, right,
not
right. right. With all the corrections.
Not the final.
It was in the minutes, right?
It's currently
yeah,
at zero.
It's the minutes.
Right now, it's
oh, it's
in,
yeah, it's
five,
in here.
6-0 and 6-3-2-0, which
it's
we really wanted was just your guys' final verdict, and then that pretty much would approve
but
that application.
Changing it from what? What is it today?
So the zero, it was at the meeting five, and we discussed four or five different scenarios from funding the 0 points, $0 in 5 years at like 8 points, and then we talked about 5 points, and then we talked about 5-3-2, and then 6-3-2. So I think at the end we left it at either. I thought it was 6-3-2.
That's what I had too.
But you.
I have 6-3-2 in my notes.
Okay, that's what my notes reflected
yeah.
6-3-2. But I know that not everybody was on the same page.
5-4-3, and then we got it down. I can
yeah.
have what we that thing from that
that's
night.
Right.
I got 6-3.
And not everybody
yeah, that's
was,
what I thought we had come up with at the end.
You could tell not everybody was agreeing, so it was kind of hard to tell from the recording.
Committee's
we
prerogative.
I make a motion to do 6-3-2-0.
Zero.
Okay.
Second.
Mm-hmm. Yep. All in favor of that?
Aye.
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 All against?
Aye.
All right.
And then we set the meeting for September 20th.
December 20th.
December 20th at 9:30 up in the chambers. And I sent you guys all out emails to that effect. And then I sent all of the municipalities, townships, as well as all the fire districts and fire departments. And then I think it got sent out again today with Tim Petzing from Planning and Development because they're going to do some of the environmental grants with that as well. So please welcome your townships and whatnot. And we did get in one new survey as well for Warden. So they've asked us to do a survey for them.
Okay. Any further questions? Moving on. We have a resolution authorizing a grant for yearly funding to the Madison County Soil and Water Conservation District fiscal year 2018. This is a yearly. Mm-hmm. Everybody's had a chance.
Was it already approved by Planning and Development?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. I'd like to comment. Years back in the American Bottoms, now this isn't all over the county, but in the Granite Pontoon, Namioki area that floods, high water table, bad soils and all that, we used to get word from Madison County Soil District to not build there because of the conditions. And then at that time they had a land use committee. So that's why I wanted to be on the county board for the land use. How wise do we use this land? Well, that stayed for a while. Then all of a sudden, we get nothing from this Massacre Soil and Water Conservation. Now, this was state law because our state reps and senators all put it on the soil people. They would know best where to build. And I'm sure it has some benefits, but not for us. But we no longer, and haven't for years, got any reports on our flood land. So I wanted to bring that to your attention.
Helen, you don't receive anything from the Stormwater Commission, that MS4 phase program? You all don't get anything on that?
No, we don't get anything about, like, saying they want to put up a subdivision over Mitchell Lake, or they want to continue to build over Dover Slough, which is a well-known water course. The ones that we used to get was from the Soil and Water Conservation District, and we don't get anything on that at all. They just go ahead. The developers come to the county, planning and development that, and then it's up to them to vote on it. And then so many times I voted no because they're not bringing out what they're building over. So.
Thank you. You got a motion?
My concern.
So do they, are you saying they're not reporting, so they're here, we're funding something, but we don't know what they're doing with the funding?
No, that's not what you're saying.
No, I'm just saying that I would like to hear from them when a developer comes in.
Who is it that you want to hear from?
Madison County Soil and Water Conservation. I want their report.
Yeah, that's logical.
Like it used to be.
That's what I'm saying. I thought they worked with planning and development on that. That's what I'm saying. So you don't get reports from planning and development? Because I know planning and development, the Stormwater Commission, they go out and check that. Mm-hmm. I mean.
So planning and development
they work with them.
So it's a matter of them then distributing
mm-hmm.
it.
What I'm saying is they go ahead.
You don't have it.
And develop over these areas, and then they flood, like Pontoon Beach. You've seen in the papers and after people's getting around boats. And so something is missing here, and has been for a long time.
Well, perhaps someone from planning and development could answer that question for him.
Yeah, I'd like an answer.
I think.
I have their reports.
Probably 8 months ago, I did make an appointment and go up to planning and development, and they brought in a gal from that was working on a map of mm-hmm. where we're flooding and that. And mm-hmm. so I sat down with her and just looked at Glen Carbon and said, here's areas that we have issues. And she was working at the time on an all-encompassing map, and mm-hmm. then they were going to use that to move forward with saying yes or no to different developments
right.
and such. So. I made an appointment. I don't know if you could just call and do that, or I haven't ever sat in a committee that they've like given a report to, but I know when I called to make the appointment, they were very welcoming. So,
well, all I can do is bring some of those old, it seems we were headed in the right direction years ago. The federal government wasn't going to give them any more grants for sewers or anything, so unless they formed a land use committee. And they formed that. And then where they would get the reports from was Madison County Soil and Water Conservation District. And it just seemed like we were going in the right direction, you know. And then what happened is I don't know what happened to planning and development, but all of a sudden it became, to land use. I don't even know if it's still there, but it went from that to planning and development, which is a complete different direction. So, you know, that may be one of the problems of why we flood, is because they continue to build in those kind of areas. And I'm not talking about the entire county. I'm just talking about the Granite City, Pontoon, and Namioke area that floods. So I'll dig up some of those old reports from Massacre Soil and Water Conservation District. Thank you for your time on this.
That's all right. still, I need to get a, still need a motion.
So move.
Second.
Yes.
Judy, Jesse?
Yes.
Bruce?
Aye.
Ellen?
No, I'll be going, no, on that until I get an answer.
Yes.
Chris?
Yes.
Administrative reports, employment and training, Tony.
So a couple updates, we talked the last couple months about a marketing plan to try to identify the participants we're missing. I had a meeting with the dean of the business school at SIU and then a follow-up call with the head of the marketing department. We're going to be using MBA students starting in January. They do small group projects to come in, take a look at what we've got, and recommend some things as far as moving forward with the marketing plan, how to target some of the people that we're missing, better use of social media since we appear to be missing the millennials big time from what I can tell. So I think we need to just revamp what we're doing to try to hit some of those people. One thing that we did do, we have our sort of intake form now online. Somebody can go either to our website or to our Facebook page. There's a link, they click on it, they fill it out, we receive it. We follow up, contact them, let them know if they are eligible for services or not without them needing to come in. I mentioned last month that the State Workforce Board had, the federal law as written said 40% of all our funds for adults have to be used for training programs, whether that's on the job or through community colleges or a couple other things. The State Workforce Board in Illinois decided that they would like 50% of those funds to be used for training, so they passed that. There was a concern that they were gonna do this retro to last July 1st, the beginning of the fiscal year, but it appears now that they're gonna take a sensible approach and wait till next July 1 to implement it, so this year will still be at 40%. So, like last year, our numbers were 46% of our funds in that area were used for training. The other big thing we're pushing is more business involvement. We want to get out to businesses, let them know the services that we can provide to them. I met with Dennis Wilmsmeyer, the executive director at America's Port last week. He is scheduling a meeting for all the companies that he has in the port sometime in January. Or as part of that, myself and Sarah Ray, who's our business service person, will have about a half hour to tell them what we have available for them as far as, like I said, on-the-job training, apprenticeships, incumbent worker training that would be a benefit to them, and hopefully get more people involved. Is the ultimate goal is business involvement. So,
Tony, was it Dr. Scheneker that you met with?
He's on our workforce board as well. So,
and then is it the MBA program or is it the marketing research program?
No, it's not the marketing. That's my degree.
Right.
From there, but no, it's the MBA program.
And who's running that?
Teacher, the professor, let me think of her name, but I talked to Emin Hoff.
And then is this a project for them? Will they get credit for it?
It's part of their class. They have a marketing class.
Right.
So
I taught there. That's why I'm asking, because there's a big difference in if they just do it as kind of a class project or if they do it as a class internship and get credit, the level of depth that they go into.
Yeah, so I mean, they're talking, they do small groups, so we're looking at two or three students. So, I mean, I'm viewing this sort of as a starting point to build from. So,
Was it Chris Winters?
That's who the professor is, yeah, for
okay.
that class.
She took my she took my classes, actually. That's why I'm asking.
Yep.
Okay. Well, if she's doing it as a project, it will be pretty in-depth.
Yep. Yes.
Good.
So, and the other benefit is the MBA classes are 8 weeks instead of 16 weeks, so we're going to start this in January, and we should have a final project early March that we can build off of and see where we want to go from there. So,
you mentioned Dennis Wilmsmeyer.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very intelligent.
Yes, he is.
Person.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Any questions for Tony? Thank you, Tony. Community development.
We talked last month about changing the UVA interest rate. Since then, we've had some internal discussions, and I think that we would like to analyze and research for about 3 months or so, and then come back to you with a recommendation. So we said we're going to bring something to you this month, and we're just going to hold off a little bit. Besides that,
Dave Harrison has some information on Project Homeless Connect.
Yay. It's my turn again to come and talk about homelessness in Madison County. Every year, the county, or the Department of Housing and Urban Development requires us to do a count of homelessness in the county. And so we're in the planning stages, the final planning stages of that. So basically, we gather volunteers to go out on one night. HUD requires us to do this during the time period of the last 10 days of January. Don't ask me why. And so we try to canvas some of the hot spots in the county that we know where folks are hanging out. And we try to get some demographic information from them. Then we also invite them to an event the following day called Project Homeless Connect, where we try to connect them with services. We also are able to provide some hot meals by some very fine restaurants in the county. We provide a goodie bag for them to take with them, with toiletries, warm clothing, some canned goods with pop tops so they don't have to have a can opener. There's just a lot of volunteerism that goes on in this event. This costs us very, very little. We get donations from our organizations to cover costs. We use volunteers from the university, from the community colleges, from the community itself to help us out with this event. And I just wanted to make you all aware in case you wanted to get involved, or certainly help us spread the word in your communities, because we are trying to reach all of the people that we can. The numbers we collect from this count, I report to HUD, and come March, I'll report those to you.
I'd really like to do it, but I would like it one more day out. No, would you not? You guys are here. I know that doesn't work.
So would I.
The numbers escalated more than that.
I know.
What was last year?
It's easier to get larger groups.
Someone was going to ask that. Last year, we had a total of 191 persons that we were able to survey.
Do you keep track of them afterwards? Like what, I mean, you're helping at that time, but what about, some of these numbers are, these are not people that, I know it's counted as homeless if someone's sleeping on a couch that lives, you know, with
actually, that's not counted. No,
oh, it's not counted? This is all really
this
homeless.
This is people on the streets that are literally homeless.
So what happens to them afterwards? I mean,
we have a homeless management information system, mm-hmm. and we're able to track where folks are being served, mm-hmm. and we try to get them into housing mm-hmm. and off the street. Mm-hmm. With the limited resources that we have, that's mm-hmm. not always possible for everyone, but you know, we make our best effort to try to convince landlords to rent to people who have some mm-hmm. questionable backgrounds. Mm-hmm. And try to get those folks to live in the place when they're really, some of them are not used to sleeping
right.
indoors. And right. so it is
or
quite
children,
a change for them.
Are there many children? Or?
Typically our count reveals about 40% of our homeless
wow,
population is kids.
That's a lot.
It has been as high as 49%.
You said 193? Wow.
Are those kids enrolled in school?
Yeah.
Oh, they are. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, that's the one.
You're getting a meal a day.
Yes.
Maybe two.
Probably two.
Breakfast. Both the federal yeah. and state law is very supportive of the schools enrolling kids without an address. Mm-hmm. And our regional office of education is very helpful in that, too.
Do you find these people sometimes in doorways of vacant buildings, of sleeping there?
Yes.
Covered with paper?
Yes.
Granite City, State Street, maybe, places like that.
there's a number of communities where this is happening, and in places you really wouldn't necessarily think that you would have homelessness, but I mean, we have homeless in Edwardsville.
Are there problems? I'm not a problem, but are there somewhat mental problems that adds to mm-hmm.
homelessness? Probably. Is
probably
there's
some.
Really never one cause for homelessness. Mm-hmm. It's typically a number of
sure.
Causes that kind of compound mm-hmm. and cause a person to lose a job.
Yeah.
You sad. Lose your job. You lose your housing.
Mm-hmm. Ventures. Sometimes.
Certainly, yes. Mm-hmm. We have some really great resources for veterans. We have a great connection with the VA in St. Louis, which has really more resources than we have on this side of the river for veterans. So we use the Veterans Assistance Commission. There's also a program run out of Chestnut Health Systems, both in Madison and St. Clair County, called Supportive Services for Veteran Families, that can help both the veteran and the family.
That's so important.
Certainly. So if you could help us spread the word, I would greatly appreciate it. And if you have any questions about how you might want to get involved, I'm more than happy to point you in the direction.
Do you have an electronic version of this?
Yes. And it's a lot prettier and in color.
Okay, can we get that? Like email or something?
Certainly.
Can you send that? Okay.
Certainly.
Are you ready to share?
Yeah.
Was it?
Thanks.
Thank you all.
Thank you.
Any old business? All right. Next meeting, Monday, January 8th, 2018.
Mr. Chairman, I know it's way off, but we're likely going to have a conflict on October 9th of 2018 because the Buildings Committee is now meeting on Tuesdays at 2 o'clock.
Where is my...
So we'll probably have a conflict with the Buildings Committee. The Buildings Committee.
But do you mean, is it on Tuesday?
Yeah, we're meeting tomorrow.
Boom, boom, boom.
Oh, you say October. Oh, you way off.
It's out there, yes.
Yeah.
So, well, you never know. Buildings may change by then, Bruce.
Well, that's true.
That's a long way away for us.
We've changed how many times now?
I don't know. All right. Nothing else? I'll accept the motion to adjourn. Second? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Thank you.
That's not
So you are one of the original. So I was here.
Yeah, I think I'm a bit.